Kuf Tzadik Ches Sif Chaf. We learned last week just about the entire Indian of the fingernails, except, as I mentioned, we have here this Machlekes Shach and Taz, which has ramifications in Sif Chaf. I think this is the first Machlekes Shach and Taz that we had here in Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches. And the machlokes is significant regarding fingernails and regarding everything else. So let's review what they argue about, and then we'll get into the ramifications of it. The Ramah in Sif Chav said, "Me'achar dekfar nagu." The second line of the Ramah in Sif Chav, "Me'achar dekfar nagu lital hatzer pranayim." Since it has already become the custom for women to cut their nails, afilu in sipayrin achas nisha biyad v'tavla, even if only a single fingernail remained on her hand when she was taiveles, tzricha tvila acheres v'cheinayig, and she has to be taivel again. So the first thing is to notice that this is a Ramah, and the Mechaber does not hold that it's ma'akib b'di'evit, which is the reason that the Achrav Chaim Oizer was makel for women from Oriental countries who have minigs the minhagim of the Sfardim, and it was a shas hadchak to be makel on this topic. But our discussion is like us, like the Bnei Ashkenaz. What is the halacha? Why is it so that it should be ma'akim? She should have to table again. What's wrong with a fingernail? It's part of the body. So in this, we have here a machlokes shach and taz. The short version of the machlokes, the ikker, is that the taz shita is that a fingernail is not a chatzitza. A fingernail is a natural part of the body. And the nail itself, it's completely intact, is not a chatzitza no matter how long it is. The issue here is the chshash that there'll be dirt under the fingernail of sayat tachas atzipayrin, of dirt under the fingernail. And because of that chashash, the women are noyig that they cut off their fingernails. They don't cut off their fingernails. They trim their fingernails so that there should not be a chashash of dirt underneath. But like the taz, it's simply a harchaka for something that would be a chatzit. According to the shach shita is, and it's more accurate to call it the Bach Shita, which the Shach is matzdik. The Shita of the Bach and the Shach is that the nail itself is a chatzitza, because kolo oimed liktzais kikotzitz dami. This new rule that something that's oimed to be cut away is already a chatzitza. If you're planning to cut it away, then it's a chatzitza already. So and the Ramah says b'di'evet zvichetvila acheres. That b'di'evit, you have to table again. That's based on this idea that the nail itself is a chatzitza. So here,
is this an extension of kapada?
So well, here is an extension of makpedes. I guess so. According to the shach and the bach, it's an extension of makpedes on the fingernail itself. Yes. So we have here two shitas in this inyan as to why there's a problem now. So according to Shach, it should be a different share in each person. So the Ramah says, "Kimon shikvar nagu litol tzepernayim." Since the minig is to cut off to trim the nails, so therefore, since all the women do it, so therefore, it's already gavidly katzitz. Whatever is the minig, however much is the minig, that's the amount. Now, there are two discussions we have to have. One has to do with fingernails. And one has to do with other things that are oimidli katzitz kakatzitz dami, a wart or other things. So they're two totally different discussions. Let's talk about the fingernail issue, and then afterwards come to kol oimidli katzitz. The Taz, in the middle of Taz Chaf Aleph, in the first wide line, discusses what to do if Shabbos comes and a woman has forgotten to trim her nails. And I've never actually heard this Shaila being asked. Obviously, no one calls the Rav on Shabbos. but I've never heard of the shaila being asked in a mikvah that a woman comes on Shabbos and she neglected to cut her nails at all. However, it has happened that a woman cuts her nails and she neglected, she missed one fingernail. That she thought she cut all her fingernails. Our minig is we don't cut them in order. We cut them 2 and 4, 1, 3, 5. We cut them out of order. And since that's the minig, it does happen. It can happen that a woman neglected to cut one of her fingernails, one of her toenails. We'll talk about the toenails separately. And then it's a shaila, what's the din on Shabbos b'di'evet? So here, take a look at the Taz. There's, in the middle of the Taz, sort of a new sugya. V'kivan shenizbaru la'el. Okay, the first wide line in the traditional prints. V'kivan shenizbaru la'el, then tisipadayim shalisha eini ela mitzad minig, shechmiru al atzma. Since the Taz holds, it's only a harchaka, women are na'ig, nearly. The hadisim b'marlechai hilchis nidav agashare dura mivyay. Demirat filasa b'chayil ha'moyed. If a tfilo came out of chalamoyed. Nochain hadava sheshivcha ivedes kechavim tigalcham la demir like chavim shvasi yibamakim itzulei gazru. The Mordechai says on chalamayin, not on Shabbos. On chalamayin, you have to cut it. Get a guy to cut it for you. V'mein lo ivedes kechavim. And the Mordechai says if there is no guy available, tinaker heitei betit tachasati pyrin. This is a chiddush. You can rely on cleaning. You can rely on cleaning it and being tabled that way. Yakalishainai, hainu dafka b'chalamayin. Chalamayin, which is more kuladik. Avol b'shabbos v'yantif, emirah sheshak chalita atapanayim. It became Shabbos in Yantif. And a woman forgot to cut her fingernails. Loi soimer loi v'edes kechavim shetach techla. Don't tell a guy to cut it. The kivat she'ei mitzvah gimura b'netilas t'parnayim. The Taz's shita is there's no real obligation to cut the nails. Do I have shirbenikor? Because really it's just to clean it. Do I have shirbenikor? Tachtam l'chud, because it's possible to clean under them alone. Lama nevatel b'zeh shvus tamir alay v'chavim shvusu. Why should we tell a guy to do malacha? It's an aveira to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So why do it if it's not necessary? Just clean it well. So he's saying it's only one shvus. You tell your guy to cut to trim the nails.
If you tell the guy to cut the nails, they can bite it off. They don't have to use the clay.
Okay, if you got to find a guy willing. But 1 second, 1 minute. You're right, 1 second. Now first I just want to point out, for those who have this minig, There's a Hamoin Am holds Amir La'akum is a Kula. Like in Shulchan Aruch says Amir La'akum is an Aveira. So there's a Hamoin Am that thinks Amir La'akum is a kind of a Heter. It's a Heter called Amir La'akum. So you see here, B'bakit Tefillah, he's saying, don't tell a guy to cut it, it's an Aveira. We had once, I told you, once had a guy to Rosh Hashanah. We had our family and the Chesses, one of B'bakit Tefillah, a family of 12. Stayed in our house, so we had about 25 people at the Suda, 3 days Yom Tov, it was Erev Shabbos. So my wife finally got a guy to come to the house to help. So she asked me, what could the guy do? So he said, whatever you could do, the guy could do. Whatever you're allowed to do, the guy's allowed to do. So she looked at me, she said, what? I need the guy? Yeah, nothing happened. But whatever you could do, a guy could do. Amir al-Akum is a type of Aveira, not a type of a mitzvah. So the guy... The guy, the Musar is this Taz. The Taz says, why do you tell a guy to cut the nails? Well, that's only, it's a chumrah in halacha to cut the nails. Visu, a second kasha. The shachet is going to answer each kasha. So the first kasha is, don't have a guy cut it. It's an aveira. Visu. Do chumrah daski l'day kula. Because that's a chumrah that's going to come to a kula. Why? Shafa bishavetis kechavim chaytechas. Become okay. Also, Yisrael is Messiah's lie. They shemata las yada. The Jew is helping by giving our hand. V'iluhi oisam alachazu shasur miday raisa b'shabbes v'yantif. If she would do it herself, it would be an issa day raisa. Ukiyisha mitzino b'simukuf peyalif l'nakofas peya shegama nikif chayivim stiyah davar shemata asvel lakifai v'zeiyav sheli shamim imenu. How it says by Peyas Arayish that if you tilt your head in a way to help the barber, the guy should barber do it. That the nikif is over in Isidereisa for being misayaya. How are you going to have a guy cut your hands without making your hands available to her? How is she going to cut the nails without them being available? Yafshali shami meruk shetini achlach techad zippor naim. So that's his two kashas. Okay, good. You cheated. You looked at the shach. No. All right. So that's these are the two tainus of the Taz. This is the psak of the Taz. Taz holds come Shabbos have a better that you should rely on cleaning out under your nails rather than to have a guy cut it. A, because it's a shmus. B, because you're misayaya and you're helping along. So on that, the Shachid and the Kudus HaKesef, which really starts on the other side, the Kudus HaKesef answers these two tainus. Again, in our print, it's sort of the sixth line on the second side, the seventh line, the Kudus HaKesef. That's on the other side. I don't know where it is by you. See the Kudus HaKesef? Well, that's the middle of the other thing. That's the middle of the sentence. What? The Kudus HaKesef, it starts the Varav Tumuim, but on the second side, the sixth line or so.
It's not much after the beginning.
Mashe Kosav, the Kivin the Misayaya.
That's 5 lines.
He goes on the second line of first. Mashkoski should have a kilo ice of Malachish Asur Bishabis Viyat W. Nick of Lao Simakov Payalev. His tainer that Lenny the guy cut the nail is an Issa Nisayaya. I like Nikif Tob and Tarati. He made two mistakes. Chada. A filo chot chom betli. Even if the guy cuts it, even if you cut it with kli, who atzmai, even if a Jew would cut it with the kli, lekakani suri dai raisa loy paiskim. Certainly, if you take it without a clean with your hands, the lekuli avalek is a raisa kabay shevoyer. He's going to explain that this is a malach shein tzricha legufa. He's going to explain it soon. I'll explain malach shein tzricha legufa in 1 minute. Va'oy the kan lo yishayach misayaya. It's not true that there's a dim misayaya. The dafka b'hakofa, dafka by cutting off the payas. Dechad amakich echad anikif b'mash b'kin debirish Rashi b'elah and alike in dafkafa midveitz. Rashi says it's dafka by payas. It says loy sakifu loshen rabim loy taniach lahakif inami bidafka loshen rabim. Either loy sakif, don't let it be done, or loshen rabim mashra that shrei as rachman and nikkum makif I can't lishayna. El the beinim b'seyei apotim shum davlav shein by ma'isim b'seyei chayv nisim b'shas hasam. Avosharas horis, but other misurim l'shayach leimad dechay mishum misayaya the misayim by mamish. He says misayaya should be in this deraisa. No, it's only by payos where it's exeris hakasim, but not by anything else. Lach yisad daf and Shabbos daf tzadik gimel and beya daf chav beis misayaya im by mamish. Talking there about putting eye drops in the eye and the person blinks to let it in. It says misayaya by mamish liyush Shabbos. What daf ilachat chilu v'buskim b'kal apayis kibayin sham. Okay, kiva the mashmi apayskim daka upon a mitzvah he ben etios the pernayim koyches afti v'amir lekuti shvus v'bakim mitzvah loygazru. He says that since it's a mitzvah to remove it and the guy is doing it, kol shkel das arayvu di meishu veisi b'shachs and kol chavei that's the pyre ma'akim medina. And certainly, like the shach shita, that it's not the dirt that's the problem; it's the nail itself that's the problem. Even if the Jew would take it himself, there's no deraisa. Where the magic words? Let's see. What I say? Shinchaf. Okay, Sif Lamed Aleph. Mashkos Hashem loy pirshu ruba biyad pata avalasa bekli chayev chatas. What did loy pirshu klal biyad pata? Second wide line. Vafilu bekli yoyinir lahatir. That teis kos berg mesdia. Dach mesiz de mesdia sikra Yehuda. Ken rabam shapas kum shibul loshin tigul gufa pata kabuvo baran. Sasa rava magid, etc. So he's saying here two things. He's saying misayaya, there's no misayaya, only bemakif and nikif. What about a shvus? He says it's a shvus to shvus. Why? Because there's something called a malach shei tzricha lagufa, which means if you do malach on Shabbos for a different purpose than the type of purpose which was in the base of, in the building of the Mishkan, then that is called the malacha shein tzricha lagufa. The example of malacha shein tzricha lagufa is chayfer guma vein tzarech elo la'afra. Someone digs a bar. If you dig a bar in a field because you need the hole, that's a isa deraisa. If you dig a bar because you need the earth, that's the Gemara's example, and I give all the bases. That chayfer guma vein tzarech elo la'afra is potter, like Rav Shimon. We pass the Rav Shimon. It's a malacha shein tzricha lagufa. Now he calls it Rav Paiskim. The Rambam is a Das Yachid. What?
He passed like Rabbi Yehuda.
The Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Is this a deraisa? But all the other Rishayim, and it's the way we pass him, hold that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. If you do a Malacha for a different purpose, it's only an Issa Derabanan. My favorite story of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa had to do with there was somebody here in the neighborhood. Today he's already a ger for 10 years, but he was a guy at the time. And he walked around dressed as a Jew. He was practicing. And he gave him a house on Shabbos. So he had the Rav he was working with told him that he should strike a match every Shabbos. Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa. So he was doing that. Every Shabbos he was striking a match. So he told me he went to a shir. He heard about Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So he doesn't understand. He says, probably I have to do Malacha Deraisa. I shouldn't be a Goy Shabbos. So when I strike a match, how am I doing Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? It's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's what he said. I don't need the match. You know, I don't need the fire. So he asked me this question. He sounded right. I told him, look, if you want, go take the kettle, put up some water for a coffee. You know, there'll be a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. But what bothered me is that I remember at that time it was a famous story. There was a young man in Camp Roshraga. He wasn't learning in Taravadas, one of the other yeshivas. He even his name was Cohen. He was getting aliyahs as a Kayan. And he found out he's a guy. His mother's mother was a guy. Suddenly, Ois Kayan, Ois Levi, Ois Yisrael. And he was very tzibrach, and he went to Rav Yaakov. But just seeing Rav Yaakov told him, don't be Megaya right away. Wait a few weeks. Calm down. And he told him, till then, strike a match every Shabbos. So here, this guy has a kasha Rav Yaakov, you know. So I asked Rav Palm, you know. So Rav Palm said, a guy makes a falozen like the Rambam Shita. A guy can rely on the Rambam Shita, but she's still good for this and that. Right, so this can fail. But my point, it was a Sfaradi guy, I don't know. Noki Shoshavas Kayav Misa should have to be a deraisa. But the B'shas Matan Torah, he had to do
Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa.
Okay, anyway, getting back to the Shach.
What is the Shach?
What? Oh, okay. So that's the... what's the machlokes here? The Shach's taina is that where did they do geizes in the Beis HaMikdash? They sheared wool off the animals. What's a tzricha l'gufa? They needed a wool. So the time is, it's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa, because if you need the wool, malach shein tzricha l'gufa. She doesn't need the fingernail, she's throwing away the fingernail. So memela, it's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. It's a malach, the av malach of cutting nails is geizes, is shearing wool. It's detaching something from the body. And it's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. So on that, the bir halacha brings a rivash, a tshuvas a rivash. The Rivash says, so the Rivash says that no, it's not true. In the Beis HaMikdash, they also had Oireis Tchashim. They also had the skin of Tchashim, which were used for the oil, and that they also took off the wool. So he's the hairs. So he says there are two tzricha l'gufis in geizes. One is if you need the wool. One is you want to beautify what remains. So since a woman who takes off her nails, trims her nails, wants it to look nice, so that also is a malacha tzricha l'gufa. That's part of this machlokes Shach and Taz. The Shach holds is a malacha tzricha l'gufa, and it's a shvus to shvus. And the Taz disagrees. The Taz holds that it's a malacha tzricha legufa, and it's an issa d'oraisa.
If you go to the shop, what should you have to see is the guy should have to bite it off.
If you get a guy to bite it, it would
help. Why? It's already a shvut.
Okay. The truth is, there's a bit of an issue with the shach, because the Magen Avraham, the shach is not tied to a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, in Ilchus Shabbos, brings a ran. And the ran holds that malach she'tzricha l'guf is not good enough for shvus t'shvus. Since it's karev l'malacha, he holds you can't use malach she'tzricha l'guf for shvus t'shvus. So it's a bit of an issue why the shach is willing to go with this idea, malach she'tzricha l'gufa. Why? Granted, he mentions at the end the Bala Itta Shita that the Bala Itta holds that b'baka mitzvah even one shvus is mutter. That's the Shita of the Bala Itta. The Ramah brings it that in Hilchus Shabbos. The Bala Itta holds that b'baka mitzvah even one shvus, even Amir Lakim straight is mutter. The Bura says the Paiskim don't pass it that way except b'baka mitzvah the Rabbim. You mean Tzurisa Pesach, but when a string falls out, Tzurisa Pesach, Mishnah Berurah says to rely on the Bala Itta to fix it. It's a Mokum Mikshul Derab. But as far as a Tziruf, the Shach brings, I believe it's on the last two lines, Kabbalah Yesh Paiskim, that film Lachim Gemurah, Mutalai Melei Vekachad, the last two lines of this Nekudas HaKesef. So he says, less than Tzarech Bishash, or Baishesh, that so we have here machlokes is the Taz and Shach, what to do when you're stuck on Shabbos.
Yeah.
There's no difference yet if it's Shabbos, as far as I understand. No. Well, Yom Tov Shabbos is a Misa, but there's no difference in the Lamaisa. So at any rate, this is the Shach Levitaria here between the Taz and Shach, a double Shach Levitaria. One was the Geya, the Tzipranayim themselves, what the Takana was. Was it Takana that the nail itself is a Chatzitza, or was it that the dirt under the nail is a Chatzitza? And two, the Shaila of Kolay Mili Katzitz, Katzitz Dabi, which we'll talk about in a minute, that the Shach and the Bach seem to hold of this Shita. Now, what happens if it was already L'acharat Fila, and a person calls up and asks a Rav, I tivel, and the nail is, I see I didn't trim one of my fingernails. Well, the Ramah says that Tzricha Tefila Acheres, very hard to get away from that. That the Ramah says Tzricha Tefila Acheres, that she needs a second Tefila. Nevertheless, the Taz said, it was already Lonsa and Baila. Right. That is no shayla. It's based on the minig, and even the minig, and therefore you need tefillah shaynis. The Taz is only makel of lonsa baila. She doesn't realize till the next day, lonsa baila. She's already with her husband. He's makel, and the shach really at the end of the shach. If you look on the second side, the shach is chaf hey, a bit long, but at the end he says hecha de efshalo lazov litvo. He says that if she has an ability to be tevel a second time, even the next day she should be tevel. He does say he does leave a little room to be makel. That's why I say it's more accurate to call it the Bach's Chumrah than the Shach. What? So he doesn't say clearly. It's a lot to know what he meant. And I don't know. So I don't know. That's his lashon. Lamaisa, anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says like the Taz, and even though generally Shach and Taz, we go with the Shach. Mishnah Berurah passed like the Taz. Certainly, Lonsa and Baila, we would be
nekel. According to Taz, you have to at least know that the nails were clean.
Yeah, you have to know that the nails were clean.
You have to know that the nails were cleaned out.
Yeah, which is usually not that much.
Yeah.
Now, an interesting addendum to this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lefizeh, on toenails, it's Tzricha Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Why? Why did the Rivash say? The Tzricha L'Gufa is either you need the wool, or you want what remains to look pretty. So he says, on the fingernails, the ladies care, it should look nice. He says, on toenails, who cares? And therefore, he says, on the toenails, the tzichah, the tzichah, there's no issue. There are some ladies today who care if the toenails, and I don't know these ladies, they show their husbands their toenails, what are they exactly? But since he says women don't, typical women don't care, so malachah shei tzichah legufa, and that's that. Okay, anyway, this is the discussion as regards the tzipornayim, and the Pesachei Tshuva Yud brings the toenail issue. See Pesachei Tshuva Yud. We see because of Rav Agadol Rav Daniel should die to lo hakol Yud. It's a pornei araglayim. Pesachei Tshuva Yud. We see because of Rav Agadol Rav Daniel should die to lo hakol it's a pornei araglayim. She'ina tzrichet vila acheres agam she'ni yadasim ha'yonaki. You hear that? It says even if she doesn't know if it was clean. Because the chef shefeli dashlo yoyanoki itzor tefila acheres. Shabaglayim edakus shalnoshim laakpin. Because women are not makpin on the toenails. So I don't know. I still think most from women are not makpin on the toenails, even though some of the young ladies are makpidais. I think if she's makpin, so we had the rule: if an individual woman is makpedes, it's chatzitza. But if roiv are not makpin, and you're also not makpin. So then it's he's asking that Makpedes, the fact that Makpedes for the mikvah alone should be an issue. So I think when Sif Aleph I spoke out that it wasn't so posh. If you Makbid because of the halacha, not so posh it that that's a Makbid. Right? The kasha was, where's the kasha? That if Chazal were geyser on Miyuta Shayna Makbid, on Rubai Shayna Makbid, so it should become a makbid because of that. The answer was that not a, that halacha doesn't create the makbid. It has to be something that women are makbidas on anyway. Okay. I'm not sure if this is the Chamudei Daniel. The Chamudei Daniel is a sefer which exists on part of Yeridaya, and we consistently quote some Ksav Yad in the rest of Yeridaya. So I don't know if this is the Chamudei Daniel. Usually he quotes in Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad, so I'm not sure. Now, the question is the rule of Kaloi Midli Kotzeitz. So now, this is a big problem by the Chassidim who have a minig that the women, when they get married, shave the hair off their head. So they have this minig. It's a minig which comes, I'm not sure, either to discourage them to go out without a sheitel or tichel. It certainly works to discourage somebody going out that way. Or if it's because of chashash chatzitza, like the fingernails. I'm not sure. Probably a little of each. But they, lemaisa, they have such a minig. So you have a woman, she's going to the mikveh, and she plans to shave the hair off. It's kolay mili chatzitz, kachatzitz dami. Why isn't that a chatzitza? So Pesachei Tshuva Yud Aleph talks about this in the name of a, I'm sorry, you'd, Yud Aleph is the second thing. I show Yud Aleph too. Yud Beis, the second side. Brings a Tshuva Sav Sefer on this. Obviously, this minute goes back. The Sav Sefer is the late 1700s. I am a Tshuva Sav Sefer Simukov Tzei. Oy des kalois shetayv lois v'sariseya naruchais v'asidim lokutz achabilas mitzvah. And that minute is to cut off the hair after the first night. U'pikpik rav echad lochush sheyachutzu. And a Rav, probably a Misnagid, said, what do you mean? It's a chatzitza kivin shosayfel iskalayach. Because it's time in the katzitz. V'hu zal kosav. The chatzitza replied, de'ein kan beis meichish u'minig Yisrael tairehi. It's not true, there's no chashash in the minig Yisrael that they shaved their hair after the first bia. Isn't tairehi? Mishum dehoda, I mean, a mechal mok, kol amil katzitz ki katzitz, ha'nuk sh'ayim in lasis miyad v'li hefzik davar achir b'neyim. That's if she wants to do it right away. Kamesh Kosta Taisis Bava Kamad Afayim Vav. Vahacha. Ein Asar Eisem Edis Eskaleach Ad Acher Bilas Mitzvah. Vabila Mavsekes Bein Atfila Legiluach. Lo Shayach Oivin Lokutz Ki Kotzutz. It's not Shayach to say Oivin Lokutz Ki on something like that because it's a thing that that is not not everyone. 1 second. No, he is talking in such a case. So even they do it after the chuppah, if they do it after the chuppah, it's the same thing. As long as it's not oimid right now, it's oimid after a certain period of time, that's not called oimid likachis kakachis. What? That what? Yes, so that's right. Other rabbits, it's a raya subsaif, because remember? So we're saying only since the minig is to trim it, therefore it's Aymili Katzitz now, before Tevila. Or not for that minig. The fact that it's everything's eventually Aymili Katzitz wouldn't matter. So as we Aymili Katzitz immediately, this Nechsam Seifer is Heter. Ramesha adds that since the minig ha'ilam, this minig, to shave the hair, is not universal. So Ramesha writes in the Tshuva, it's a Chelik Beis of Yerodei, Tshuva Pei, so since it's not a universal minig, so b'meila, there's no Aymili Katzitz Kekatzitz. Aymili Katzitz Kekatzitz, it doesn't depend on you. You plan to go get a haircut. It depends on what's a normal thing to do.
Group, like
that's what Rabbi Shira said. It's not a universal meaning in that, therefore. What? There's a separate issue. The issue of whether women have to cover their hair. So I can't explain the meaning. The question was, if it has to cover your hair, so you should have to cut the hair even before the B'ez Mitzvah. It should be a raya. You don't have to cut your hair until you ice besula. I don't know. It's hard to say from a meaning that doesn't have a recorded move of car exactly why they do it. If they do it out of chatzis, they should do it before the first tefillah. If they do it out covering the hair, they should really do it before the chuppah. So I don't know the answer.
Is the chiyuv of a married woman to cover her hair or to cover her head?
It's interesting. To cover the hair, it says. Sayer b'isha erva. It doesn't say uncover the hair. It's interesting. All right. Like I'll do to you, these things tend to grow back. Now you have to remember, this whole shash is only like the bach and the shach. I don't say only. But remember, the ikr is like the taz. Taz doesn't hold up kolayim ilikatzitz. Echad chilom, certainly chayshah should have bach and the shach. So therefore, this whole chashash, this whole Indian is only an Indian for this Indian. Now, because the nails, the minig is to cut before tefillah. And the hair, the minig is not before tefillah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's not that halacha requires it, it's that the women are naig a chumrah, this chumrah. And therefore, that minig makes it into Aymili Katzitz. Now, what? The final line is the Ramah. If she forgets, she's tzricha tefillah she'enis. Nevertheless, on Friday night, if you can't get a guy to cut it, she should be tayvel, and she doesn't need tefillah she'enis. That's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. Interesting thing. Right? If she went to the mikveh, it's possible for her to cut it and go again, she should do it again. That's the Ramah. But if it's not possible, so we don't push off a mikveh night. We'd rather say, let her clean it well, and be teveles, and that's the Pesach and Mishnah Berurah. It's not derais. It's all drabanan. It's because the miut. Miut amakpedes. Right? A miut aguf is a drabanan always. Chatzitza. Right? It has to be ruvay amak. It's rare that there's a derais. Mishnah Berurah was a shim amid vav, I think, is not shim amid vav. Sorry. I think it shouldn't. It's probably Shin Lamed Vav. If you want to get a Mishnah Berurah, I'll give you one. What? Which is Shainis, but on Shabbos, we're very makel. We're makel that if you can't get a guy to cottage, it just cleans well and it's table that way. Okay, the other side, Mendy. Mendy, the other side.
Yeah.
If no, once on Bailo, we pass night to Taz. Yeah, for sure. Now, as far as how far to cut down on the nail, l'chatchila, I mentioned to you last week the beginning of the language of the Chachmas Adam. I told you there are, I called three zones in the fingernail. There's the part where it looks pink until where it's really stuck to the flesh. Then we have this line, which most people have on the fingernails, where it's not stuck to the flesh. That's the second zone. And then you have the part where if you look at your finger from the other side, it sticks above the finger. What sticks above the finger, you definitely have to cut. And what's against the pink, you certainly don't have to cut. Question is the middle. So I looked again at the Lashon of the Chachmas Adam. I read to you last week the beginning of his Lashon. He says the Chach Besad is Kuf Yud Tes Tes Zayin. See, part of a dull. I'm sorry. It's part of a dull. I'm sorry, it's Yudalit. Kuf Yud Tes Yudalit. His language was Tipayrin Ats Mayafli Shul Gadol Va'iver Lamaila Min Abasar Afilachi Enechaitis. His language was Lamaila Min Habasar Va'oila Lamaila Min Habasar. It sounds like above
which,
the fingernail.
Which side of the finger,
yeah, well, that's what it sounded to me like. Now I looked at the language again later. His language is. So first of all, he says, "Bf shalit v'sheinis afil loishim shayel avra laila, even loishim shay, just avra laila and baila it's arti v'sheinis shlo yetilaz aleh shashim shay." Later, sorry. Okay, I don't know. Language later was somehow not so much mashva that way. I'm just now on the spot. I'm not finding it. Okay. What?
The word of God is all over. So why should be chosen? The long name. Why should be chosen?
Before you came, I explained. Before you walked in, I explained. Mechlek Taz and Shach. Explain to you afterwards if you want.
What's the bottom line then?
So the bottom line, Tzvichat Vilashaydis. But Shabbos, this, I'm not sure what the bottom line is, so to speak. If the bottom line is to cut what's above the finger, that's the way my understanding was, to cut what juts out above the finger, which was the Lashon in the beginning. I don't, later, the Lashon is just, now I'm just not catching, my eyes not catching it. But, yeah. Only Fashkenazim. Yeah. What? I mentioned to you, in those days, obviously people knew more. You know, they used to wear different begadim, big name Midasa. People knew, it just wasn't spoken about.
Who are you quoting?
But Taz said the same word. The Taz says, no, the Taz, apparently people knew. I mean, the Lashon is, Lashon of the Taz was Kivin Shifar Shimsha Vav Shashinis Abra Ibas Lachmer Lov Tvila Shenis Tata Maitzi Laz Loi Siv Lad. That's what he says. Should I tell you? Okay, so what do? We spoke about Oimili Kotzitz. Now we didn't finish talking about Oimili Kotzitz. There are two other common shilas of Oimili Kotzitz Kotzitz. One has to do with a wart which a person plans to remove. So we're going to have that in Sif Chav Beis shortly. So we'll discuss a wart. If you have a wart that you plan to remove. And the second has to do with a tooth, or a shaky tooth, which a person plans to have pulled. So the question is, if we should say, Kol Ami Likatsis Kikatsis Dami, that's Chav Dalet.
I can't do it now.
So I have to tell you, so if Seif has said, if there's something is mapsik, so then it's not a chatzitza. Why would you have a person really would love to remove the wart now? Just the doctor doesn't have an appointment available till Tuesday. So they're waiting till Tuesday. That's not the same as some Seifer. Some Seifer said, the minute to cut the hair is dafka, you have to be a Rishayna. So now is not, she doesn't want to cut a hair now. It's not even the cuts, it's now. What about a woman who wants it to be removed now, but she can't get an appointment till Tuesday? That should be L'chayra, I mean the cuts, it's right away. Now again, this is only like the Shach. Put it to the Taz that would make a Ladino. Mishabur's psak is we don't push off a mikvah night because Kolayimili Katzitz. So our shayla is only in the chatchila of the Inyan, how a person should do it. We're going to get to that shortly.
The minig is you can't remove the
wart
until you have an appointment.
The minig is you can't remove the wart until you have an appointment. Okay. That's good. The minig is that pushy people get quick appointments. You know, depends how pushy you are. But What about the little bit of hanging skin on the side of fingernails? People get that. Some people don't never get it. Some people do get it.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? When the skin alongside...
Cuticle.
What? Accountants get it? Why do they get it? It's when a shemayim, a punishment? Some of them work.
What do lawyers get?
At any rate, are these things a chatzitza? So listen to the lashon of the Chochma Sadam, you tell me what you think. Nirali. In klipa, this is again a kufya test, this is tezayin. Nirali, in klipas or abosar, atluyin. This is in the piece on fingernails, on a hanging nail, which we're going to have soon. In klipas or abosar atluyin, the little bits of skin that are hanging. Einam chaitzitzin. Why? The dinam kitzipayrin. It's like a hanging nail, which we're going to learn about soon. Sheramayim yachalavisham. The water could get under them. And where it's connected, it doesn't matter. Interesting. He says it's not a problem. Nobody is makbid on these things. So he says these little things hanging, it's nothing, it's a miyachena makbid, and the water can get under it. And where it's connected, he holds up, he did, it's not a chatzitza. So therefore, it doesn't matter. Now, I do think that today, people are makbid. People are makbid to cut off these things. First of all, they're unsightly. You know, people don't like the way they look. And secondly, sometimes they hurt. They really hurt a lot sometimes, no? When they, especially when they're not all dried yet. So the minig is... You pull it off and hurt. So at any rate, I think based on the Chachmas Adam, it should be a chatzitza issue. Even though Chachmas says it's not, because women are not makpidas. But it would seem Ladidan that the women are makpidas. Why?
Because Shabbos, you cannot take it off.
But what about weekdays? You take it off.
Yeah.
So then it's a problem. If weekdays you take it off,
so she wants to go on Friday night. So she...
No, but once she's makpid during the week, it should be a chatzitza all the time.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Chacham Vazam says people aren't makbid, he's makel. I'm saying that today I think people are makbid.
Yeah,
and it means that you wind off to run, but you go to take it off. Yeah, no, you're right. If you just cut it off incidentally, you're right. That's not called makbid. Makbid is that you want it off. So I don't know. A lot of people are makbid because it's painful or it's... Okay, moving on to Sif Chaf Aleph. Tzipayrin amedulnul, a nail which is partially detached and it's hanging. Now, here... No, I mean, sometimes your fingernail gets caught in something and it breaks off a little bit. Tzipayrin amedulnul, amedudeles... Tzipayr, which is hanging. So here it depends. Shepirsha mi'uta chaitzetzis. If it's just slightly disconnected, it's a chatzitza. Pirsha ruba, but if it is pirish raiv, ain't a chaitzetzis. What's the difference? What's the difference, pirsha mi'uta or pirsha ruba? Very hard to understand. So it seems we have here a second machlaikis between the shach and taz. What is the problem? You're saying if the fingernail is slightly off, it's a problem. If it's rive off, then it's not. Why not? Rive is less of a problem. Zaktataz, chavbeis. Because it's aili barmaya. When the nail gets disconnected a bit, the water can't get in. It's still tight. When the fingernail gets disconnected more, then the water could get in. Where the fingernail is connected... So the Taz is Lishitasai that we just spoke out. The Taz said the nail itself is never a chatzitza, even if it's immediately cartes. The nail itself is not a chatzitza, it's part of the body. So here also he says, where this hanging piece of nail is connected, where it's connected, that's part of the body. We're only worried if I leave a maya, if water could get in. So if water could get in, then it's not a chatzitza. So rive, water could get in, and it's not a chatzitza. And if it's a miyut, it's hard for the water to get in, and then it is a chatzitza. So that's what the Taz says in the place of the crack. In the crack, you have the top of the nail that's connected. Right. Now, it's not so clear. The Shach says in Chavav, when it says Miyuta Chaitzetzes, he says he atzma, the nail itself, Mishum Shapirsha, afilu loinim salad davar chaitzes. So he doesn't explain why Raiv is different than Miyut, but the language of the Shach is confusing. The Shach seems to say that the nail itself is a chatzitza because it was pirish. So it's difficult for me to understand exactly how he means. It's like it's already cut. But if it's Aymer Katsus Kikatsuts, then where the part that's Aymer Katsus is connected, the Chayrut should be a problem. So the Shach is unclear.
He knows it's a problem even if it's not detached. So why, what's the difference if it's detached or not detached? It should be a Chatzitza. It should be the same. It's Aymer Katsus as it was before. It's even more Aymer Katsus.
So then the question is, why is Raiv and Miyot? What's the difference? So it's hard to know what the Shach meant. And Lamaisa. Again, we paskin like the Taz. Here, there's an important Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam qualifies this. He says that this is all talking by Pirsha, where you plan to remove it. Sometimes a nail gets a small crack in it, and you just want to leave it. You don't want to stop playing with it. Because you stop playing with it, it's going to come off, it's going to hurt, it's painful. So sometimes you get a hairline crack. It's not separated. The Chochmas Adam says that that's not a chatzitza at all. Mistami means the language of Shulchan Aruch is tziparina medudeles shepirsha miyuta. Medudeles hanging. Shepirsha, that's separated miyuta. It's separated a little bit. But he says that it's only a problem, the language of Chochmas Adam, in Kuf Yutes Tazayin, tziparina medudel. He seems to argue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Tziparin is Lashon Nekeva. Tziparin Amaduldeles. He says, Tziparin Amaduldel. What do you say? It's the Keva or Zacha, fingernail. Huh? What? The Keva? You have a Raya from a Pasuk? No, yeah. Pasukim about it. Okay. Tziparin Amaduldel. They mixas mina Tziparin Shaderach Lachaitcha. Says l'chaitcha. I don't know. Anyway, that he says that if it has to be a part of the nail, should derech l'chaitcha, that it's the derech to cut it. Then he goes into the chilek between raiv and miyut. But otherwise, he doesn't say a chilek. Otherwise, he says that it's not a chatzitza. He says like the Taz in Pirsha Roiv Ruva Kvar Yesh Revach Gadol V'Yachal Mayim Lavei Be'etzmo B'Chelik Tzibar Nisha L'Chein Eina Chaitzitz. So he makes this chilek, and then he adds V'Nira Liam Read the Chochmas Adam Im Yesh Rak Stak Pegima Ba'alma. There's a small crack like a pegima B'Tzipar in the Arkai. Either if it's this way on the fingernail, that's not Aymer L'Chatech. I feel a Reichav Tzipar in Avol Eina Aymer L'Chatech. Al Pishu Rak Miut Gomor. He says that it's not an issue. So that we have the basic rule for the fingernail according to the psak, that we're going to follow the psak of the Taz, which is the way the Chochmas Adam is paskening. So that's the deal of a hanging fingernail. Chav Beis, Eivor, Obasam, Dudalim, Chaitzitzim. An Eivor, or flesh, or skin that's hanging, is a Chatzitza. The Ramah goes into the issue of Ayabelis. So here, to talk about hanging skin, it's shchiach by women who get sunburns or blisters. Now, as long as the blister hasn't popped, the skin is complete, it's not hanging skin, there's no shaila. Even if you have a blister, it's not an issue. The issue is when you have skin that's aram edoldol, and the question is whether that's a problem. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, Eiver ubasar hamudodolim chaitzitzit. The Taz says that when you have a piece of flesh that's cut, it hurts. And usually people hold it tight to this finger. If you get a paper cut or something, you try to hold it as tight as you could. You know, you put a band-aid to hold it tight. So he says, by tzipayrin, that's spread rubai, aili bamaya, the water gets in. But eivor ubasam ududalim, the Taz at the end of Beis writes, that the derech is to hold it close. person tries to hold it tight to the body. He says that's why the Eivor Ubasav L'Gdolim are a problem, which means he's masking that if you would have a Metzius where you don't hold it close to the body and it's Ayli Bamaya, it's not a Chatzitza. And for that reason, it would seem that Meshuras Hadin, peeling skin, is not a Chatzitza, because Ayli Bamaya, water gets under it. Im Kol Zeh, the Minig, and Ramesha writes in his piece in Torah Vayirah, that nevertheless the minig is to try to take it off. You soak, a woman takes a bathes and tries to soak it and tries as best she can to take off the whatever skin is hanging. Because the chatchila, the Rabban Sif Aleph said, even a davasheda chayt is the chatchila, you try to remove it.
Skin is not
basa, that's what I'm saying. The Eberu basa amadul dalim, the Taz says it hurts. You want to hold it tight to the skin, it's layali bamaya. But skin, which is peeling, it doesn't hurt. There's no so therefore, it's not a chatzitza, at least b'di'evan. Now, the issue...
What about something like a skin tag? You know, you have people who have...
It's peeling?
Not peeling, yeah, actually, it's called a tag, I think. It's
dead skin on the body. Dead skin is not a chatzitza. Most people have dead skin on their heel. On the heel of the foot, most people have some dead skin. Dead skin is not a chatzitza. As long as it's whole, it's complete, it's there, it's part of the body. The fact that the cells are not alive doesn't change it.
Okay.
A growth. You're talking about a growth?
Okay,
a growth. We'll talk about Yabelis. Let's see what it says here by Yabelis. Rambah, Avo, Yabelis, Oy Yeseres. Yabelis is a wart. Oy Yeseres, so something extra on the body. Ve'ilam Medulldolim. It's not detached. It's part of the body. Einam chaitzitza. It's not a chatzitza. What is the wart? It's a part of a human being's body. People don't like the warts, but the wart is there, and therefore, it's not a chatzitza. What are the possible problems? Well, Ayli Bamaya, there's no underneath. It's not hanging. You don't need Ayli Bamaya. The question is, what about the shach? What happens if you plan to have it removed? What would be the din according to the shach? So... why don't we say Kaloi v'lekotzis kekotzis dabi? Why doesn't the Shach argue here? So in the Badei Ashulchan he writes that it's different, something that's yoydik min aguf. It's a part of the body. It's not the hair. It's not the... He says, so it's yoydik min aguf. The Shach doesn't argue. It's part of the body. People want to take it off, but right now, it's a part of the body. It's not like the hair, not like the fingernail. Okay, so that's a sort of a pshara to try to find a hezber. I would think another chilek maybe. Here in nails, it's always the derech to cut. Just a question of when. Now you can say a wart is also always the derech to cut, but it's not always the derech to have these growths and cut them. So maybe that's the chilek. But be that as it may, we have a halacha psuka, even if we're not sure how to explain it. We do have a halacha psuka that a wart on a body is not a chatzitza, and therefore that should be the lamaisa. I have a problem here, and that is Grachaf Aleph. And I'll tell you, I noticed Grachaf Aleph. The Badei Ashulchan doesn't quote it. None of the Achrayim that I saw quote this Gra. But I have a major problem with this word issue because of the Gra. Look at the Gra. He says, "B'smag hevi raya mehanal evu bazam dodim shein chaytitzin ki girsa shaloi b'teisefta." The makar of this is a smag, and he had this girsa, the teisefta. The girsa was that it's a that it's not a chatzitza. He says, "Avol haramba posak kimas nisin." Oh, I skipped. I'm reading the wrong one again. But teisefta, the chenu girsa harash, the trumas hadashin. Avol harash v'tor gairis chaytitzin. Says the Rosh and Tor had a girsa chaytitzin. Now I once read you a letter of the Chazay Nish. He said that when the Gra writes, this is the Shita, Deloi ke Yana Shita, he's passing like the first Shita. Saying this is the Shita, not like the other Shita. When he writes Avo, the Chazanish said that whenever he writes Avo, it always means to paskin like the second Shita. And here, it's even a bigger problem, because he's saying that it's not a machlaikis in Svara, it's a machlaikis in Girsa. And since it's a machlaikis in Girsa, he's saying that the smag made a mistake. He had the wrong girsa in front of him. See, paskin lekula. Says the avol, the girsa of the Rosh and the Tor, is chaytitzin. So it looks like the Gra held lamaisa a wart is a chatzitza. Now, having said that, all of the paiskin that I've seen, without exception, paskin like the Ramah that it's a chatzitza, avo usually means he's passing it to second shita.
That's not
a chatzitza. No, but if it was chatzitza, it would be a continuation of the previous.
The previous shita said it's not chatzitza.
No, Eber Basham chatzitza.
Eber. No, yeah, it's not a change of the gear said the Rabbah. The Rabbah's gear to his echaitzitzin. He based it on the Smag. The Smag's gear to his echaitzitzin. The language of the Gra is Aval. The Gra says they had this gear, so Aval, and Rosh Vatogar is echaitzitzin. So it's a little bit of an issue, the Aval that they're sticking in, which usually means he's arguing. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. La halacha l'maisa is a sachaitzitz. But from this Gra, it sounds like there's at least a mockim for a person. To try to be more careful. Okay, so we finished what I would call the third segment of the siman. We had the first six sifim about here. Then we had the middle sifim, which were about liquids. Liquids are dry. And the third section, which is primarily about fingernails. Mir Tashem, we continue. I just mentioned the Rivash, it's siman shin mem in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rivash is here, a long bir halacha right in the beginning. I also want to take that.